Well, see, they keep you around because you have the opposable thumbs to open the cans with, so.
That's very true. That's very true. So.
Yes, we used to always joke that if the kiddies could open their own cans, we'd just get locked out of the house.
Well, some have been known to claw through the bags of food and just gorge themselves. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we're not talking about Big Fatty.
Well, that's
no.
Well, you know, I did ask Big Larry Cly last night when he said that he and Big Fatty had gone to the Greek for dinner, and I asked if they ate all the food in the restaurant, and he wrote back, "Well, of course."
And he was down at the Chick-fil-A already today, right?
I'm sure he was. Don't they have like something free today or something?
They were giving out coupons.
No, that was on the football game, wasn't it? The Chick-fil-A
biscuit or something.
A biscuit. Well, you know, he does love a coupon.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Well, you know, he does love a coupon.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 304 of the BFO for Friday, the 3rd of April, 2009. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty is still backlogged with voice letters, so we're going to blow... Well, no, we're not going to blow them out, because we're not quite ready to start blowing it out yet. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well, and by the time... most of you hear this, Mr. Tim Cormall and Mr. Ron Prada Soho will be in the Charleston area. They are coming in town for the weekend for Tim Cormall's birthday. And, y'all, tomorrow is his birthday. So if you haven't done so already, go over there to Tim Call an Ambulance. You can get to it by clicking through over at the BFO. And go on over there and wish him a happy birthday or call his voice letter number. I don't know what the fuck it is, but, you know, just call it. And y'all, we are going to do something. Y'all, I swear to God, I don't start yawning until I look at this snowflake microphone. Anyway, I think it's the power of suggestion. Snowflake equals Archer. Archer equals sleepy, you know. Or Archer equals coma. So, anyway, y'all, we have got a big hoop nanny going on this weekend. We are going to go down to the football players, and we're going to see the Sordid Lives. And evidently, that's a TV show. And, I got words that... Trucker Alex and his other half might be coming down also. They're looking into it. They're looking into it, y'all. And Big Fatty needs to get down and get the tickets ahead of time to make sure that we have tickets for it. Hi, Big Fatty, we can't go to the thing because you didn't get off your fat ass and go get the tickets ahead of time. Y'all, Mr. Larry H. Vader, and you all know that, that's Mr. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Mr. Vader, he got a brand new fancy-smancy desk for the coal mine, and he was like, Big Fatty, please come help me assemble the desk. I am too fat to do it. And y'all, I tried to help him, but y'all, he kept dropping the hex wrench. You know, the hex wrench, because, you know, that it was, you had to hex it together. And y'all, I couldn't bend over far enough to pick it up. So, anyway, I was unable to assist with the hexing. So, anyway... But I left him at the coal mine. I stayed late to try to help him. And he was still trying to get it all together. Because, y'all, he will not be at the coal mine today, Friday. Because he is hosting Tim Cormall and Ron de Soho at the Vader family condo. And, y'all, the place is full of cat shit. I don't know if you knew this or not. So, anyway, he had to go home and... clean up the cat shit. And, you know, I probably had to clean up his other shit, too. And, y'all, speaking of things that need cleaning up. Yes, Yes, that's right, y'all. On Wednesday, and I forgot to tell you this on yesterday's show, but on Wednesday, we had the big coal miners' luncheon, and of course, the skull, being a retired coal miner, came back, and she goes, hey, big party, and I went, hey, skull. And, y'all, then she was chomping down on a big old German sausage. Now, that has nothing to do with Michael from Stuttgart, I can assure you, because he would never let the skull get that close to his German sausage. However, I'm not quite sure if his second cousin twice removed, Kim Beaver from the Faroe Islands, if she could get near her beaver. Oh, Lord, y'all, speaking of Kim Beaver, she sent me an e-letter this afternoon. I probably won't be able to find it, but y'all, she was commenting that, no, she didn't send an e-letter. She made a comment saying that she was a little surprised that I had said that the Amazon wish list was just so 2008, and she says, so, my dear old friend, you don't want something from your wish list anymore because it's so 2008. You want us to send you something nice and yummy from the Apple Store? You know, the beaver is not as rich as her auntie, her ladyship Charles, but the fish cannery was quite nice to me this year, and so I decided to send you a little, parentheses, a very little, something from the Apple Store, my love. Watch closely your P.O. box for the next few days. I hope it is large enough. I guess you have heard that before. Your favorite beaver, XOKB. So, y'all, evidently Kim Beaver has sent me something from the Apple Store. Now, y'all, she did not say the Apple Snack Store, so it's probably going to be some sort of Apple Cora or something like that. It wasn't Apple Cora. Didn't she appear on the Waltons or something? I don't know. Anyway. Y'all, I think a good way for us to finish out the week is to get into some of these voice letters. And y'all, I'm very appreciative of all the voice letters I've gotten here lately. And I'm really sorry that I'm backlogged. But, you know, sometimes Big Fatty just doesn't take his voice letter fiber the way he should.
Hello.
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 Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello.
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 Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there?
Yo.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 Cocksucker, motherfucker. I'm in the boonies of Canada, up in the northern area. My email I tried to send you was just to say hello, but I was on my iPod Touch, and I was at a truck stop with Wi-Fi. Sometimes I leave my computer at home and I just use my Wi-Fi and my iPod Touch because I love it. I can't wait for 3.0. And I was just trying to attach a photo of the new guy I'm seeing so you could see how delicious and hot and delicious he was. And he's a sweetheart. We call him the Northern Boy. So, and love your podcast. Sorry about my little rant the other day. And I apologize for my bad grammar. It was the iPod Touch. You know, you try to type fast, and it just it doesn't listen to you. And it replaces words when you don't want them to, and I got fed up. Anyway, you're ruined. It's ruined. It's all ruined. And if you could actually hear this, touche, that's great, because I'm in northern Lake Superior up at the top north. It's beautiful. The ice is cracking, and it's beautiful to look on the lake, to look at the lake, and it's just gorgeous up here. And it's not even that cold. All right, keep it up.
Y'all, obviously, Big Fatty is not the only person that likes to natter. Because, and obviously, the inappropriate touch that DJ David J, by the way, that was DJ David J, the gay trucker. And evidently, not only does it is it the cause of the written bad grammar on the e-letters, but maybe it's also the cause of the spoken bad grammar. Okay, now that I fucked that one up, let us go to this very important call that Bag Fighter received. Oh, hello.
This message is from the Cash Grant Institute in Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh.
Our phone number is 202-683-1404. This is not a sales call.
Oh, thank God.
We are calling to let you know about free grant money available from the federal, state, and local governments.
I love it.
In addition, we are calling to let you know that you qualify for money from public and private foundations
and nonprofit organizations.
As well as money from wealthy individuals who give away money to people
like
you
to help you overcome your
financial
hills.
Problems. Oh. Over $50 million is waiting to be given
away right now. I'll take
you may be eligible to receive up to
$25,000
in government, nonprofit, or private foundation money
that
you would never have to repay.
Oh.
The quickest
way
to get access
like
to some of the grant money is to go to requestagrant.com. That's
R-E-Q-U-E-A-G-R-A-N-T.com.
In order to qualify, you will need to have a valid email address.
Oh,
and
how about
a
credit card?
Number.
Do you need a credit card?
Start the process right now. Go to requestagrant.com. For additional information, call our Capitol Hill office.
Oh, I love the Capitol Hill. It's over there near the Woodland Hills, I believe. Oh, well, thank you so much for that very personal phone call.
Hi, Big Fatty. I was thinking about being a Larita the Lurker, but I don't think so. I think I'm going to tell you this is Sissy from the Seattles. And I tell you, I was out shopping today, and I love when you tell me what the specials are at the Publix. And I always get so jealous when you have penny coupons. Stuff for 1 cent, we don't have that stuff out here in the Seattle. But I did go shopping at Albertsons today, which is, I guess, like your Publix, like a Save-On. I don't know if you have Save-On where you're at. But I went shopping, and I spent $86, and I saved $69. Can you believe that? $69, Big Fatty. $69. I love that number, 69. Don't you, Big Fatty? All right. I will be chatting with you soon because I'm not going to be a lurker. I'm going to be a caller, a frequent caller. This is Sissy from the Seattles. Love you, Big Fatty.
Y'all, that is Sissy the non-lurker from the Seattles, and she is related to the Teresa and the Mother Teresa out there. Well, Mother Teresa's in North Kakalaki, but Teresa is in the Seattles. In fact, Teresa this afternoon wrote to Big Fatty and said, Big Fatty, I understand that my sister Sissy, called you and talked to you. Y'all, I think Sissy is a damn good shopper. If she saved $69 and spent $84, y'all, I can't imagine what the fuck she spent $150 worth of shit at the grocery store. But, y'all, there is some sort of waste spill here in town. They were showing pictures of it. And it looked like someone had vomited up those little bitty carrots, you know. But I don't know why it would make the news. It was vile. But anyway, we do not have the Albertsons, nor do we have the Save-On here. We have the Harris Teeter, which we refer to as the Harry Peter. We have the Piggly Wiggly, which we refer to as the Pig. And we have the Publix, which we refer to as the Publix. And but Sissy, congratulations on that. And it sounded like you had your own little conscience there going, hi. You know, it's just don't let that conscience get on your calls too much because it gets irritating like somebody else out there on the West Coast. But anyway. All right. Well, Sissy, thank you for calling Big Friday. And I hope you have a coupon-filled weekend. And y'all, here's somebody else that loves a coupon.
Big Fatty, it's Brian and Danbury again. I'm a little bit on a roller coaster there today. But anyway, happy 301st, because everyone else was doing the 300. To get to a 301 takes a very special international podcaster, the celebrity. And I have one more comment to say, and you can yell at me, you can bitch, I don't really care. But I wish people would learn the proper ingredients in a martini. Go read your books. Martinis are made with gin. If it's made with vodka, it's not a fucking martini. It's a vodka-tini. So, and a dirty martini is olive juice, olives, vermouth, and gin. You should know better. You love the gins. Nothing really pisses me off when I'm out ordering a real martini and this clueless bartender, whether it's a homo or at a straight place, pours the cheap-ass vodka in it, and I say, I'm not going to drink that. I ask for a martini. And I make it with gin. So if you could just pass that along to the baby jar. I know he's a juvenile, and he must be pre-embryonic by now, but when he's ready to start drinking again, martinis are made with gin. Later. Bye.
Now, y'all, Brian was very close to blowing it out there with Big Fatty, but he was reserved. He was reserved enough that it just went on to the regular voice letters. And Brian, I honestly did not know that if you ordered a martini, it should be made with gin. Of course, I think every drink should be made with gin, but obviously, you know, I'm a Tanqueray-aholic, you know, an overserved Tanqueray person. But anyway, I don't like martinis, so it's I think the reason I don't like it is because I don't like olives. I know you're going, Big Freddy, you don't like olives, and so I'll just stick to the Tanqueray and tonic, which is also made with gin.
Hey, Big Freddy, this is DQ Rick, the Dairy Fairy. And halfway through listening to your latest episode of your podcast with the Baby Jar, and I was sitting there thinking about the reference to Nell Carter, so I decided to look it up online. And I want to read to you the entry in the Wikipedia website, at least the part about her death. Yes, Nell Carter is dead. She died on January 23, 2003. But allow me to read what it says on the Wikipedia. Having previously survived two brain aneurysms, Carter died on January 23, 2003 from heart disease complicated by diabetes in her Beverly Hills home that she shared with her domestic partner, Ann Kaiser, and her two 13-year-old boys, Joshua and Daniel. Her adult daughter, Tracy, lived away from the home. She is interred in the Hillside Memorial Park Cemetery in Culver City, California. Just thought that that would be of interest. You said, you know, you asked somebody to look it up for you, and there it is. And she had a domestic partner, so that's kind of cool. Anyway, well, I think it's kind of cool. It's not so cool that she's dead. But anyway, thanks for the show. Keep up the great work, and can't wait to hear the next episode. Ciao.
Now, y'all, DQ Rick was Johnny on the spot on getting that back to me, but a Big Fatty, like I told you, is backlogged with the voice letters, so I'm a little late in getting that out. And, you know, we've already talked about Nell being the big old bull dyke. So who knew? I did not know that. And I also did not know that she had had two brain aneurysms, so, and that she is buried in the Woodland Hills, so... You know, y'all, so y'all, speaking of the Woodland Hills, we want to send out our best wishes. Oh, dear Gussie. We want to send out our best wishes to Gooch, who is the other half of the, the better half of the Sea Hag residence in the Woodland Hills. And, y'all, the only question that has not been answered, you know, he had the dental work and had some teeth removed, and the only question that I have not heard answered about this whole procedure, and I'm really disappointed, the Sea Hag is faltering, y'all, she's faltering, is we have not heard if Gooch put the teeth under his pillow and if the tooth fairy came. So, y'all, I think we need to know these things. These things are important for us, but not as important as...
Well, you know, he does love a coupon.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.